All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and it is time for that live set that we've been promising. Let me just tell you real quick, what you just heard was Six and the Sevens with a track called Look at Myself from It Has to Be That Way, and before that, Gold Crayon with Things We Could Have Had, a single. So, in the house, as promised, we have Ray Khan and Detroit Big Trouble. How you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on?
All right. Everything's going great. We're ready to do some great live music?
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
All right. Why don't we get started? What are you going to play first?
A little bit of Canadian rock and roll, some Pat Travers. We're going to feature Mr. Randy Peeler here on vocals.
Ta-da.
A little thing called Snortin' Whiskey.
Snortin' Whiskey. Yeah, okay.
Snorting whiskey, and I'm drinking cocaine. Snorting the whiskey, and I'm drinking cocaine. I got this feeling, gonna drive that girl insane. You're like a bad rumor, baby. You're all over town. You're like a bad rumor, baby. All over town, and I may be confused, but you know I sure ain't down. I'm a fast-moving baby.
Right. Okay. Ray Khan and Detroit Big Trouble. Snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
That's one way to start it.
Yeah, I remember the good old days. I wasn't sure which one I was doing. It felt good.
Wrong show, right?
At the end of the night, it's like it all comes together, whatever it is, right? Just kidding. But, yeah, I remember when that track came out, when it was on the radio. It was getting played all over the place.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah, that was his claim to fame. I mean, I don't want to say he was a one-hit wonder, but, you know, and the year 2017, that's probably just about all he's remembered for, except for Boom Boom Goes Out the Lights, you know.
I was gonna say, you got to give him credit for that one.
Yeah, but that was the two. I mean, other than that, you know, it's not like he had a huge body of work. But
yeah, they did a lot of cover tunes, actually. Some good stuff there.
Yeah, but, you know, one of the problems with commercial radio and even satellite radio now is guilty of it. You just don't hear stuff like that. You know, if it doesn't reach a certain zenith of popularity, it doesn't matter where you get your sound sources now, you're not going to hear that stuff anymore. So, anyway, why don't we, if you can do that right now, why don't we introduce ourselves?
All right. On the drums, we got Mr. Rodney Bice.
The man, the myth, the legend.
And on the bass guitar, we got Mr. Randy Peebler, new addition to the group.
So Rodney, Ray, and wait a minute.
Randy.
Rodney, Randy, and Ray. Okay.
You got to say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, 3 R's. How did that work out? 3 R's. Oh, wow. You planned that, didn't you, Ray?
I always do. You know, I got a crystal ball in the background.
I just always thought it was because you had a twisted mind, you know, but.
Well, that's true.
You know, I watched a lot of Visit Price as a kid.
All right, so you guys, you got a lot of great shows coming up. Why don't we talk about a couple of them? I know you're going to be in Taylor this weekend.
In fact, tomorrow night's our first one on the map there you got in front of you. We're at Pub 1281 in Clinton Township. Be tomorrow night, 9:30 to 1, no cover, good drink specials, awesome light staff. Then Saturday, we're doing a memorial for my father at City's Edge in Taylor. And what's the next one on the list you got in front of you?
You're going to be at the City's Edge again on October 7th.
Yeah, just a regular night. No cover, same thing, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me ask you a little bit, you know, because I know this is dear and personal to you. You said it was a tribute to your father. Of course, he just passed very recently.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't mind, you know, without dollar amounts, of course, or if there is any, like details, like is it free to get into that? Or?
Yes, it's free. And there's no cover charge. There's just a, you know, donation buckets, you know, for funeral expenses.
Sure, sure.
And such.
And then I heard something about, like, I don't know how that works, but something about food provided or
yes,
part of it?
Free food. Yeah.
You know. Okay.
You know, there'll be a table set out, you know, for everybody to have. You know, you can pick what you want. We have hamburgers, hot dogs, and just simple stuff, you know, barbecue food.
Standard picnic, you know, barbecue stuff, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to, and it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening, playing the guitar today. You know, he lost somebody close and dear to him, and this is just to help offset expenses because, my God, it cost a fortune to do that nowadays.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I remember when you could buy a house for what it cost to do a funeral nowadays. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if you go the lowest dollar amount on everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, people think that you save tons of money by cremation. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Well, enough of that. We won't go. But I just thought I'd make sure that we talked about that, and hopefully you'll get a good turnout for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping for the best. It'll be a little jam session, too, in the second set.
Okay.
For, you know, everybody to get and do a little thing of their own.
So everybody's welcome to come down with their instruments and all mm-hmm. that good stuff? And
yes, sir.
Hang out? Okay, cool.
It should be a good old time.
Yeah. So that's on the 23rd, right?
Yep.
Which is Saturday.
Yep, that's correct.
God, I can't believe September's almost over with already.
Stop.
I know. Quit ruining my moment. I'm a summer person.
I know,
like,
it's warm and muggy today. Let's dig that.
But,
oh, yeah.
Hey.
I dig warm and muggy over freezing my you-know-what off.
Yeah. Hey, you can't complain. I mean, it's still going to be in the 80s, I think, till Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Into fall, we're still getting, you could still go to the beach right now if you wanted to.
I just might do that this weekend.
If they'll let you in.
Uh-huh. Dang right.
All right, let's do another two. What you got?
Yeah, right.
Some ZZ Top you gonna do for us?
Oh yeah, LaGrange.
Turn the vocals over to Mr. Ray.
All right.
Check outside the greens. You know what I'm talking about. Let me know. You wanna go to that home on the range. You got a lot of nice skills there. You're listening to WHFR.FM, station making waves, live from Studio J. And we have Ray Khan's Detroit Big Trouble. That was one of the ZZ Top classics from the 70s. That was probably the one that I heard first back when it came out. That's kind of the song that put them on the map.
Yeah, man.
Off the Trey Sombre's album.
What's that?
Off the Trace Ombre's album.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was, you know, not to put down what they did later on, but what they... Once they went MTV, it just wasn't the same.
TV dinners!
Oh, yeah.
Or even Sharp Dressed Man. I'm like, really? You know, that's... Just,
right, right.
Just give me some good old rock and roll, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first album was my favorite. ZZ Top's first album. That's what it's entitled.
The very first one, yeah.
Yeah, from 1970.
Yeah.
Bill Graham's engineer on it. Great, great record.
It's called ZZ Top's first album?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's we do
some songs out of that album, by the way.
I don't think any of that got airplay that I'm aware of, though.
No, it did not.
Which is criminal.
Exactly. It's just too good.
Well, that's how it was back then. You know, you had, you know, record labels gave musicians a chance to, like, grow. Wasn't like, if you can't hit it out of the ballpark the first time, you're out of here.
Yeah, it's true, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
talk to the right guy on the right day with the right whatever was needed at the time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they gave you a couple, two or three albums to grow. You know, they realized that maybe you wouldn't hit it out of the ballpark at the beginning. You know, I'll say it real quick, but I remember hearing about Alice Cooper. I mean, obviously, he's huge to this day. He's a legend. But they were ready to drop him. He was already, he already had four records under his belt, and he wasn't getting anywhere. And
well,
it was,
he had other demons, though, bothering him and pulling him back. He had the talent. He had the band. He had a great thing happening. But he was kind of shooting himself in the foot at the same time.
Yeah, but he wasn't catching on to the general audience like he needed to.
Yeah,
just,
part
just,
of that persona is what was keeping him from catching on. He was losing popularity by being that crazy drunk guy that did weird things on stage.
And, No. He hadn't reached that stage yet. This is like the beginning of his career. It was before he started doing any of that.
Okay.
He just simply wasn't catching on. So they were ready to drop him. His career was almost over with. And it was a DJ on CKLW out of Canada that gave him the airplay. It was like CKLW. If you could get on there and get in regular rotation, you were golden. Because that station was so huge. It was based out of Canada. It would like spread like through the top part of the United States on the east side. In other words, you could listen to CKLW in New York. So if you got airplay on CKLW, you were the you-know-what.
Yeah.
And that's what put him on the map, and that's what saved his career at the last minute.
Well, all right.
Just a little...
education?
Yeah, a little trivia tidbit. But anyway.
Good stuff.
Education.
Yeah. So. All right, let's do another one.
All right, we're going to do one that we wrote. It's a little thing called High Noon.
High Noon, all right.
Which will be the title album of our first record coming out in November.
Okay, full lengther?
Just a seven-song EP.
Well, seven songs, depending on their length, can be a full lengther. I don't know.
It's respectable.
Yeah, it depends on your opinion, I guess.
Well, we're humble here, you know.
All right, call it what you want as long as you put it out and it's good.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right,
here we go. Hey!
High Noon. So you got pretty much all the tracks written for that already, and
just about. Mm-hmm. We got about three. I'm still kind of brainstorming on. So my pea brain brainstorm.
Then you got me trying to catch up with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Randy Peeler is a new addition to the.
Yeah,
group.
I'm playing the new guy card.
Yeah, he's got an incredible band that he plays with called Glocksmith and Blues Airmen, two separate groups. Very good groups. If you get on the Facebook and check them out, they're some pretty bad cats.
Fun stuff, man.
Okay, cool.
Similar kind of trio, blues rock and roll.
Okay. All right, so we got some other dates. Looks like on the 13th of October, Stonehouse Bar.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an open jam session. I'm waiting to hear back if... whether or not it's going to be canceled. They said they were going through some issues right now between the bar and the people that own the building, I believe. So we're looking to hear about that within the next week. If not, then that'll be canceled and replaced with another show.
Okay. But as of right now, is it going to be just you, or is it part of a showcase? Or
No, it'd be open jam session. You know, we played the first set, and after that, it's open jam. You know, you bring your own instrument. We don't need an amp. If you want to bring an amp. But yeah.
Yeah. Don't have to, but if you want to. And then I saw this. You can play PJs on the 14th.
Yeah, Blues Night. Yeah, yeah. Sherry Cleary hosting that.
Is she? Sherry?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I haven't met her, but I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never met in person either, but I always see her on my Facebook, you know, doing
exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
So it's you and four other bands that night, correct?
Yeah, Mike Leslie, my good buddy Eric Goble and Flying Crowbars. I forget the other names that are on the bill, honestly. I apologize for that. But Yeah, it's gonna be one heck of a night. Oh, yeah, I forget some of the names around that bill. I'm sorry.
Apologize to those guys.
My bad. Yeah, that was not a question I was prepared to answer.
Got to write these things down, Ray, you know.
Oh, I was more worried about my finger I smashed today, so.
Yeah, you almost weren't able to play today. You tried to, like, kill yourself there, your hand anyway.
Well, that's the life of a mechanic, trying to be a musician at night.
Oh, man.
My drummer's having a hard time over here, too. He smashed his finger, too. Well, we both work at the same shop, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I'd be nervous. It's like, man, if I wreck this hat, I'm screwed, you know?
It's always like that, though. It's a sliver that's a problem.
I know, but...
I've lived through that. This is 10 times worse.
Right.
Just depressing the strings is like, oh, my God.
But when you're a musician, I mean, it means a lot more, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, if my left hand got smashed, even though I'm left-handed, I'd be okay. But what if I was a concert pianist? That would really suck.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt there.
You know, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see how that would be a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 21st, City's Edge again, mm-hmm. Taylor.
Actually, that's going to be our drummer's birthday party and my dad's birthday, by the way.
Ah, so a birthday celebration and a jam, huh?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Rodney over here, he doesn't have a microphone, but if he had one, he would say really cool things right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good dude, too.
Why doesn't he have a microphone?
Because he's just a drummer, you know.
He don't need one. He's just a drummer.
I'm playing.
He's got such a big kit, he used them all up.
Yeah,
whoa.
He's got such a big kit, he used them all up. That's what I was told by the sound engineer. Actually, it was Ray's idea to keep you shut up. So
that's right.
Pre-planned.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
All right, let's go. Well, we were talking about ZZ Top's first album earlier.
Oh, okay.
How about we do a little thing called Brown Sugar off the album?
Yeah, good
okay.
call. What's this song about?
Well,
I wonder.
Since you asked, and they're censoring. No, I'm just kidding. Here it is, y'all. Get a hammer, send that brown sugar, honey. Man, it's just gonna change my life. Gotta have some of that brown sugar, baby. Man, it just gonna make me feel so right. We'll be right back.
That's the one song that happens every time somebody comes on. That one that ends abruptly and catches me off guard. But I was awake this time. Doesn't happen very often, but it's like, oh, psh, they're done.
Man, if you could sleep through that, you got something going on.
Well, you know, you get into the music and you're just jamming away and you kind of lose where you're even at. And then all of a sudden, bam, it's over with. Oh, what happened there? Well, I have to say it, Ray, you're starting to improve, you know? You don't suck as bad as you did when you first came on here.
He always does this to me.
Remember before when you sucked?
I didn't say he didn't suck. He just sucks a whole lot less. There's a difference. Yeah, we go back a ways. He's been coming here a while.
About what, the fifth time now?
Something like that. Fourth or fifth, yeah. So
this is my first time being here, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. If you ever want to bring one of your other bands on, just holler at me.
All right, that's cool. Actually, Ray gave us a little plug there with Glocksmith. That's a cool cover band. We're banging and having fun, and girls dance, and people have a good time.
Okay, well.
Can you bring dancing girls with you?
You bring the dancing girls with you?
You know, things can be arranged.
All right, we could fit you in immediately.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Exactly. Or the next day, or all week, I don't care. All right. Finally, we have October 28th, the Long Branch Saloon, Carlton.
Oh, yes, sir. That's a good old saloon joint there. Right off of Telegraph, right down by I-75.
Okay.
Way down, right down by Toledo, right at the border almost.
I used to work at a bakery. I actually had to ride all the way out there to deliver bread, so I'm familiar. Kind of nice. It's like, kind of takes you back to the olden days, the mm-hmm. way it looks, the houses and everything, you know. It's,
oh, yeah.
You still got a lot of, like, stores that they look like they did 100 years ago and that kind of thing. It's kind of cool, yeah.
There's some old thrift shops down there and stuff like that, and... old saloon bars other than mm-hmm. this place we're playing at. And that's October 28th, by the way, for all y'all out there watching this.
Which isn't that far away, man.
Mm-hmm. Like
the stuff this year's going to be over with before you know it, darn it.
I know. Well, we're still looking for a New Year's gig. Anybody out there looking to book a band?
Yeah, there's always some place to play on New Year's. Everybody wants to get in on that. Hey, as long as you don't charge $100 to get in and then just comes with party favors and free champagne, which is really
tickets,
not...
We're not selling tickets, man.
What's Dang. That?
We're not selling tickets.
Okay.
No, we're not one of those kind of bands.
No.
We try not to be anyway.
We want you to come see us, man.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good thing. It always tickled me on New Year's Eve. You get these places that never charge a cover the whole rest of the year. Then all of a sudden, New Year's Eve, $20 to get in. You get some party favors and one little cup of champagne.
And
which is
nothing else different about the whole bar or show.
Yep. It's still same old, but you got to pay money for it because it's New Year's.
Yeah, skip all that.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's a bunch of jive. Yeah, mm-hmm. We never do that to people. It's like... Even the memorial for my old man, you know, it's we're not charging the cover. We're just doing like a donation bucket, you know, like mm-hmm. In between every set or whatever, however so long, somebody will come around with a bucket, you know, for funeral expenses, you know, donate if you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to. Ain't no, you know, skin off my nose.
Yeah, you're not strong arming anybody or anything like that.
Not at all. Wait, what you gnawing on over there, man? I want some of that.
Hey, I'm here for 8 hours today, so I got to get it in while I can. You
so
know?
Is it about lunchtime then?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
You better share, man. We're employees.
Well, I'm almost done. You can have the last couple of bites.
Wow. Also, we can have the chicken bones, huh?
Yeah, exactly. When you're not looking, I'll throw them out into the room. You know?
All right, cool. This is something we're packing up. All right.
What do you want to do now?
How about some Jimi Hendrix?
Which one?
How about some Voodoo Child?
We know that one.
Yeah, we know that one.
I would hope so. Maybe he'll get it right this time.
Wow. Possibly.
No way. We don't do it the same way twice.
Who knows?
Hmm.
We apologize while we pause for a station break. Oh, wait a minute. We don't do those here. Well, we got to do something anyway. But we'll keep jamming a little bit while we get this straightened out. It's all good, my friends. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, heard every Thursdays from 4 to 7. And from 5 to 6, we do some live music for you. Literally live in the studio as it happens. You can check it out on a podcast immediately afterward on www.whfr.fm. Again, like right after this is over with, in case you missed the first half, or if you know any friends, loved ones, people that wanted to hear the set but couldn't, hey, it's online, it's on our website, you can check it out anytime you want afterwards, so you haven't lost anything. All right, so we talked about all your shows coming up. You look like you're going to be pretty busy, Ray, between now and the end of October.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, man. Looks Absolutely. Like you're coming about. Especially that PJ show. That's cool.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, well, it's like a showcase. It's like five different bands. Have you guys, any of you ever played there?
I have not. They have. But yeah, it's a cool place, man. We're definitely glad to do it. Look forward to all the shows, really, man. I just like getting out there, playing live, entertaining people, having fun with it. And really, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
People have fun while you're playing live music. That's just a rush.
Well, PJ's in particular, though, he's a really nice guy, and he does it because he loves music. He loves, you know, showcasing bands, that kind of thing. You can't hear me? Ah. All right, well, we're going to have to figure out something. Play another song, if you can. I don't know. Well, let's see. What are we going to do here? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. You got to love live radio. You really do, man. Doesn't get better than this.
I've never seen this happen on here before.
Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
I can hear you in that room, but I can't hear over the monitor.
All right, we'll leave the door open for now.
So we'll talk like this. Yeah.
Anyway.
Andy!
Anyway, what I was going to say is PJ's is a great place to play because he's passionate about it. He loves bands. He loves music. In fact, for the first few years he was open, he always paid the bands, but never charged a cover.
Nice.
So that tells you he really wanted to do it for the music and for the musicians. He's not out to get rich. You know, he just wants to pay the bills and make a reasonable living, which he does on all the incidentals. And it's just amazing how a lot of other venues, we won't name any if we run across them, where they act like they're not making anything. That's crap. You know, when you have the place packed to the rafters and people are imbibing, you know they're making money. So to not be able to spare a little bit out of that is beyond me. I have no idea. That's my soapbox. And I'm going to stick to it. All right, so we got time for a couple of more, and I don't know if we're quite ready yet. Yeah. We're good?
Yeah, we seem good now, man.
All right, excellent. All right, what do we have now, gentlemen?
All right, I actually discovered this cat on YouTube going through videos of other Texas blues artists, and a guy by the name of Lance Lopez happened to come up, and was really intrigued by his playing style. And his songwriting technique and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And really, really cool cat, he seems like. So we decided to cover one of his songs, actually two, but we're going to do one today.
That's interesting. You know, you're actually playing somebody I've never heard of. Wow. That's cool.
Nowhere's near as good as he is, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, he turned me into this one too, man. I'm a total fan now.
Well, you can just keep trying, Ray. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep hammering at it, you know? Oh, yeah.
All right, what's the name of this track?
It's a little thing called Salvation from Sundown by Lance Lopez out of Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
I've been watching.
WHFR.FM. All right. We're doing a live set right now because this is live from Studio J. That's what we do here. 5 to 6 live bands for your listening pleasure. This week, no exception to the rule, Raycon and Detroit Big... Detroit... Never mind.
Say our names again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easier.
It's my turn to screw up.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, now you got something you can hold on. Hey, you know, all right.
Good thing of that 3-second timer.
Yeah, okay. We'll be all right, I guess. But if I get into trouble, there's going to be people pounding on your door, Ray.
Oh, boy.
We got Guido and Tony to break each leg.
Oh, no, not those guys.
Yeah, oh, I'm afraid, man. I'm going to have to do it, you know.
Oh, I know those guys.
Business is business. All right. Once again, you got some shows coming up. City's Edge, Bar and Grill, both Saturday, October 7th. That's going to be a benefit for your father, Ray.
No, this Saturday is a benefit for my father.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
Yeah,
I,
that's fine.
I got them switched around. But anyway, yeah, the benefit's this Saturday. So if you can make it out, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Help out for a good cause. Stonehouse Bar is still kind of up in the air. That's October 13th. PJ's, where it's a blues showcase. 5 bands, including yourselves, on October 14th. Back at City's Edge in Taylor on the 21st of October, and the Long Branch Saloon on the 28th in Carlton. And we're going to do one more. What would you like to do, Ray?
All right, well, let's do a little Hendrix tune.
All righty.
Since the other one worked out, we'll make it up to you. This one is definitely one of my favorite Hendrix tunes, actually. A little bit less worn, but it should have been. Another criminal thing that didn't get played on the radio as much as it should have.
Okay. And which one's that one, sir?
Spanish Castle Magic.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like that one? Definitely a good track, yes.
Oh, yeah. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now this baby, all she we know is a green egg. The wind is just right. Get out of this baby.
All right. Hey, we got time for one more short one. You got that in your arsenal?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
What you want to do, man?
Let's just get paid for all this.
WHFR, Dearborn.